Coming to you pre-recorded from the most desperate studio on planet Earth.
This is the Desperate Mothers Podcast. CJ Watson and the Mothers of Desperation discuss ongoing work behind the scenes of their sketch comedy channels and the upcoming web series, The Bunny Rabbit Tragedies. Bunny rabbits and vampires and onions living together? Oh my. Check out what these desperate motherfuckers are up to this week.
And through the magic of editing, it can be
any length. Well, I mean, we wouldn't know about editing.
No.
But
no one at this table has any experience with editing.
Well, we can disprove that. We'll do our intro right now, and if the podcast doesn't start right here, then I sucked. Welcome to Desperate Mothers Podcast. I'm CJ Watson.
I'm Matt Everhart.
And I'm Jack Fisher.
And we are gearing up for Kamikaze.
Kamikaze is upon us.
Last year we talked about going,
and we did. We did?
As fans.
As consumers.
Yes.
CJ dressed as a pasty white puppeteer.
So he dressed like himself?
Yes.
Yeah. That was pretty scary.
Did anybody wonder what the puppet was there for, or did they just kind of run away?
That's kind of the pisser about taking a puppet to Kamikaze or any Comic-Con like that. People really don't
get it.
They don't care.
They don't care.
You're just another crazy dork.
Right.
Puppet they don't even recognize. Right.
Now, this year is a little different because there is a Muppets television show on the air. So people are being...
So you're thinking they might care 1% more?
Yeah, I think they're being acclimated to puppeteers and Muppets and...
I don't know. I think that's generational. I mean, I was younger and you guys were younger. I mean, the Muppets were on then. So, I mean, we obviously remember that. But, I mean, some of the younger generations that's showing up at Kamikaze now might not have ever been...
Yeah. Now they think the Muppets are just adult puppets.
Right.
So there was a gap. There was a gap when, you know, the only thing we had was those movies that came out within the past couple of years.
They mean movies?
The Muppets?
Yeah, they were...
Were they bad?
The Muppets with your girl?
Yeah, it had Amy Adams.
So the new Muppets movies.
I thought Jessica Chastain was your girl.
Well, I mean, pretty much any redhead is my girl. So.
So the new Muppet movies, and then so it was the Muppets, and the Muppets Most Wanted is the ones Jack is talking about.
Yeah.
So if I just start naming redheads, we might lose Jack for a few minutes.
I could glaze over and my eyes could roll back into my head, so.
Okay. We might try that later. That sounds fun. So... What do we have in the news? Well...
We digressed away from...
From Kamikaze.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, last year, I was yet again another dork walking around with the whitest puppet in the world. I mean, from far away, it looks like I have, I don't know, an arm warmer on.
It really just looked like he'd shaved one arm and the other had gone unshaven for a while.
Because Klaus is so white, you lose all the detail.
Uh-huh. He is pretty white.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that was cool in the beginning.
Right.
And now we're doing camera work, and I'm like, fuck, he's white. Yeah, that's the white part, jackass.
Now, you could distress his fur.
Yeah, and I could really brush some off-white colors into his hair and stuff to give him some depth, which actually may have to happen. Probably not for teaser, probably not for season one stuff, but, you know, I could go for some depth on him. The thing is, we should have been doing this podcast like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when I first had the idea and started making the puppets, because I'm so much better now. And I know how far I have to go to make like really, really cool puppets.
Which is pretty far.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Klaus, Klaus version one, generation one of Klaus, and he's just pretty lame compared to the third generation of Klaus.
So third generation Klaus, though, is the one that's going to be actually filmed, right?
Yeah, and it's the one that's going to be going to Kamikaze with us.
So, if anybody wants to see Klaus...
You can see the stark white puppet who definitely needs some levels of distressing and depth in his fur.
You're acting like too white's a bad thing.
Too white. It's like Wonder Bread of puppets.
Waiting for the racial overtones to kick in.
I was going to say, Klaus can venture anywhere fully armed into a police station and no one would bat an eye.
No one would care.
So...
He drives just fine.
He does. He does. Because he drives while white.
He can't get pulled over. Lost Jack for a second. You got to make sure you carry him along when you need to drive somewhere, you know. You guys get your puppet ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on which neighborhood you go into.
So we'll be at Kamikaze.
X12, right?
Booth. Our table, X12.
Yeah.
It is the fourth row from the very end on the far left. I think if they had the table smaller, they would have.
They gave us the smallest table they had.
If you like us on the Facebook page, if you check out the Facebook page, you can see where we are. I put a diagram on the Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page now?
Desperate Mothers have a Facebook page.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Had a Facebook page for a while.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people ignoring that page.
Or ignoring it.
Well, almost all the old mothers are still liked or members of the Facebook group.
Okay.
And they totally don't answer my texts or messages.
Oh, how sad. They're like, what's going on? All right, so I'm loading up the map to Kamikaze. And, yeah, we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, huh?
No, we're not out in the middle of nowhere. We're almost outside the building.
We're behind nowhere.
There's nowhere, and then there's the back entrance to nowhere.
And then that's where the Desperate Mothers are. Yeah. Okay. They're like, these guys are desperate. We're going to put them out in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, I like being near the back entrance.
Right, of course you do. That was so set up.
So we'll have the Desperate Mothers T-shirts.
Right.
We'll go with your idea of getting email signups.
Okay.
And every day we'll choose a winner.
That sounds good.
Hopefully they're not size small or medium.
Right, because we might actually want to sell one or two while we're there, right?
If any fans want to buy them, sure, our Desperate Mother shirts, they can buy our shirts. That would be awesome.
I know, the internet just crashed right now. Give us like 5 minutes to reboot the servers.
It crashed from laughter.
Yes. It's like there's no way we're showing up and buying those shirts.
What the internet did just now was what happened on the internet on the very first Cyber Monday.
Yeah, nothing. Which is the exact opposite of what happened when the Force Awakens tickets went on sale.
Yes. I nabbed my IMAX in 3D Force Awakens tickets.
First showing possible out
here. First showing possible. That's on the day before official opening.
Yep, 7 p.m. out here. I'm there as well.
I'm making the ultimate sacrifice, and I am withholding the Force Awakens from myself until I travel to the East Coast to spend the holidays with my family.
Okay, you need to leave right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you just lost so much nerd cred.
You have to black out the desperate on your T-shirt.
Yeah,
it's not a matter
you're
of...
You're just a motherfucker.
You just got vetoed out.
It's a matter of that's how much I love my sister.
Just black out desperate.
You can go again. There's no rule that says you can only watch Force Awakens.
Are you afraid that...
She'll know.
Are you afraid that you aren't going to be able to hide?
If you start quoting the movie while it's playing, yes, she'll know. But if you just be quiet, she's not going to know. She's going to be too into it herself.
And in the time that you've known me, what has led you to believe that I am capable of being quiet?
Some of the podcasts.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can listen to the history here and...
You're pretty quiet. Just pretend you're on a podcast.
What in our history made you think you're not quiet? It's a better question. But yes, and the really funny part is we don't live in the biggest metropolitan area at all. by chance. We live near LA, but not in LA. And our tickets for the opening showing sold out in less than 3 hours.
Yeah.
And this website crashed at one point. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's really part of the bigger Cinemark network.
Sure, sure. You know, Cinemark itself had to handle it. But, I mean, it's crazy that our little area even sold out. I mean, I know Jurassic World, which has so far been the biggest film. Note I said so far. It didn't sell out, I don't think, even until that day. Sometime that day that it opened. And Star Wars sells out 2 months before the movie comes out.
Right. I actually think the last Deathly Hallows sold out the day before.
Right.
I'm just speculating.
He's just guessing. Guesstimating, maybe.
Specu-guessing?
Yeah.
Guessulating.
Yes. That's a good one.
Guessulating?
Yeah. Let's go with guessulating.
So, well, in this year, then I won't necessarily have Klaus on my arm the whole time. But Klaus will be at the table. People will be able to say hi to Klaus. Hopefully, I will get my bookmarks for the show in time.
That would be really good. That's our main bait.
Bait? No, you didn't see. Oh, that's right, because we were hiding it from you. We got candy.
Yes, candy is fine, but you know, you estimate you have 500 pieces of candy,
give or take
1,000.
Yeah, you do understand this is the Desperate Mothers. We might not see 500 people.
Yeah, but with 10,000 bookmarks, you can give those away to anybody that makes eye contact.
Well, we're only getting 5,000.
Okay, with 5,000 bookmarks, you can give them away to anybody that makes eye contact.
Okay.
With 1,000 pieces of candy, you have to be a little bit more judicious.
Yeah, we're giving them to the kids, and those kids bring parents with them.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. So,
but if they listen to the podcast, they really don't want their kids taking candy from us.
The best part is probably no one that's actually going to be there is listening right now. And
But the show is about new users and new listeners.
So hopefully some of these people that we just met at Kamikaze, man, you were so awesome. It was so great to meet you.
Yeah.
Are now listening through our back catalog.
We should probably mention potential listeners the adult nature of the...
Of the podcast?
Of the podcast.
Yes, on this podcast. Well, it says explicit on the download.
Yeah, but parents don't read labels.
But on the website, it doesn't say explicit so hard.
Uh-huh.
So this podcast talks about sex.
It does.
And violence.
Nice.
And all of the many and fun states of combining the two.
That's awesome. When are we going to get to that?
Well,
where's the alcohol? That's the other question. That's all we asked for. Mm-hmm. He bribes us with alcohol. That's why we're here.
So we got the Desperate Mothers t-shirts.
Yes.
They look awesome.
Yeah, they really do.
So it was a unique design of mine. I took two elements other people designed and put them together.
Nice job.
And that makes it unique?
It does.
It's a mashup.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hip. Unique.
It's cool.
Yeah. I should have put a little C in a circle by it for cool.
Yeah, not copyright. Cool.
The C's for cool. Legally cool.
Yes. That's where we're going to put all of her stuff. If it's copyright or not, it's legally
it's
cool.
It's legally cool.
Yeah.
Because it's the C, and then the circle is continuous O.
We're going to start telling people that. What does the C mean? Oh, it means cool. Didn't you know?
Yeah, we're officially cool.
Yeah, come on.
You don't get the C in the circle unless you're officially cool.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
you got to get the Arthur Fonzarelli seal of cool.
Oh. We're going to go to the Kamikaze, and there's not going to know people who's going to know who the Fonz is.
Well, no, because, well, I don't know. I think they do get.
I mean, is it still
Happy
on?
Days in Russia?
Do we still get? Do they still have that in reruns anymore?
I don't know if anybody watches television and not just stuff on demand anymore.
That's a good point.
So, not only will we have the bookmarks to give away,
we hope,
maybe. We're going to tell people we have bookmarks, and hopefully, they will come.
We should have. Custom limited edition trading cards.
Yes.
Featuring the mothers that are there.
Yes.
Not the mothers that aren't there, Adam.
Yeah.
And when we say Adam. Limited edition, we do mean limited. I mean, the collectability of these is going to skyrocket.
Well,
or not, but
there is four in the series. And
how many are made?
1,000 of each.
Worldwide.
Yes.
Worldwide, only 1,000.
So it's going to be tough to collect them all because they're not going to be all given away on the same day.
No, you got to come each day, right?
You do, because you got to come Friday to get Reyes.
Yes, that's the only day he's going to be there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you want to get your limited edition Comet... No, it's not a Kamikaze limited edition. It's a limited edition
Desperate Mothers
trading card or collectible card.
It's collectible because we're not...
Absolutely.
It's definitely collectible. It's less than a lot of like sideshow statues. That's how collectible it is.
Right. There's only 1,000 of these. And when you see the quality, you'll know why.
Printed on high quality glossy paper.
Sure. We hope.
We hope, right? We haven't actually seen the final product yet. So I was actually, while we were doing that, I was looking up the guest list at the Kamikaze.
I heard Summer Glau is going to be there.
Oh, well,
we talk about her every week.
I know. I wonder if any of us are actually going to meet Summer Glau while we're there, Jack.
Could happen.
Could happen. Should happen. And well, I was looking through all the different tables and who's going to be where and all of this. And I realized they have strategically placed everyone away from the Desperate Mothers.
I don't think it was strategic at all.
No?
I think the universe did it.
The universe did it. It's the like gravity.
The universe has it out for us.
Oh.
Like, for instance, we were supposed to get together this week and shoot video.
Right.
We were. But in case anyone is listening at home, and they may have experienced this themselves, but this weekend we had a pipe burst in the bathroom in the house that's connected to the Desperate Studio.
Oh.
Now, fortunately, you've been compulsively putting things on shelves and organizing.
You have? Kind of. Okay.
And not just in here.
Okay.
In the various rooms about the house. Mm-hmm. He's been desperately.
Yeah.
Trying to get things organized to recover as much space as possible.
Because the garage gobbled up a heck of a lot of good storage.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this used to be wall-to-wall cardboard boxes and storage bins.
Okay.
Before I decided it must become...
A studio.
The studio for the mothers.
Right.
The most desperate studio on planet Earth.
We need to get that as a sign. I like that. That could be
coming to you pre-recorded. From the most desperate studio on planet Earth.
I think we're going to have to roll with that. That's a nice one. We're going to add that to our intro or outro or something. But
so boxes and everything were getting put up in shelves. And I was buying shelves like crazy. So organizing out here, organizing in the house.
Yeah.
It paid dividends.
It did, because the only actual items that got wet in the house were shoes and any clothes that happened to fall on the floor in the closet.
Which was a lot, right?
A lot of shoes, yeah. Yeah, Sarah's arguing that I probably have more shoes than she does.
That's impressive.
I don't, but it's close.
It's close. It's still impressive.
Because I don't like to get rid of my shoes. You know, you break in a pair of shoes.
Right.
You don't want to get rid of them.
Right.
And you buy a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
But you don't trust that they're going to be as comfortable as the ones you've broken in. So you save them.
Do you have that problem?
No, I have... 4 pairs of shoes, period.
In life?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm wearing one of them now, so.
I got like 8 pairs.
I hope so.
I got like 8 pairs of Vans.
You have 8 pairs of Vans?
Maybe more.
Maybe more.
The shoes I'm wearing now are actually sandals. So I'm counting sandals as shoes.
And then I have like 5 pairs of running shoes.
Okay. You do that much running?
He actually does, yeah.
I used to. Thank you very much. Until right before last Kamikaze.
Right, and then you get the injury, right?
Yeah, but I've been doing the elliptical up until recently, until I broke the elliptical machine.
Right.
So
that's a whole lot of ellipsing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like ellipsing plus mass equals unhappy machine.
Yeah, stress.
E plus M.
Trying.
I'm reaching. I'm reaching. He was trying. I'm doing this for you, Albert. I'm doing this for you.
He's long dead, but I'm trying, man.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I put a lot of miles out on the road up until right last year, for right before Kamikaze.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, I've been trying to take it easy, and I need to go see an orthopedist badly.
Yeah. Well, you got to take care of those injuries. I'm trying to...
Because of putting things on the shelves, the water damage that destroyed the floor in four rooms and is going to cause the replacement of the floor in the bathroom, master bedroom,
yeah,
hallway, dining room, kitchen, and office.
Well, isn't that bathroom like the absolute most center room really to the house?
Like, I was thinking I should put the extender for the Wi-Fi in there.
Yes.
Because that would cover the whole house.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, that bathroom is party central. If I were single, that would be my fuck bathroom.
Like, when in doubt, we're going to the bathroom.
Yeah, you go to the bathroom because it's in the center of the house. Everybody's going to be on the periphery, and they're going to be busy, and you're going to be able to get busy with whoever's like inside.
I mean, that's actually, when you think about it, that's a good design. I mean, everybody needs a bathroom.
Yeah, you put it right in the middle.
You put it right in the middle, and everybody can get to it.
So what happened was the hot water line broke in the slab.
Ooh.
Right underneath the load-bearing wall.
Mm.
So they couldn't even jackhammer it out. So we couldn't stop the leak. We thought we could stop the leak. We could not stop the leak. So my friend came over. He turned off the water main.
The break underneath.
So the break was underneath. The break flooded the rooms. Took a, obviously canceled Sunday shooting and Sunday editing.
Well, in a way, it canceled today's shooting too.
It did, because they're still not done yet.
Right.
The fans are blowing out what is left to dry out. So this whole thing cost me $2,800 imaginary dollars. I say imaginary dollars because they're real to somebody, but I don't own them.
He's like, they're real to my credit card.
My credit card insist that I'm good for it, and I don't believe them. I caution them all the time. Are you sure you want my limit to be this much? And have you seen how responsible I am with money? Well, my credit card's like, no, cha-ching.
Yeah, they're like, interest.
Yes, it's totally what they plan on getting. Mm. So anyway, so yesterday I lost a day to all of that, right. And today I lost all of today to all that, and we were supposed to shoot French Onion today. Yeah. If you guys been listening and following along, and if you're new listeners, you probably don't know what we're talking about.
And if you're fresh from Kamikaze listeners,
you probably don't know what we're talking about, because we were supposed to have French Onion with us there.
Gosh, yeah.
And French Onion is still just an unskinned shell over there.
Well, he's still at the grocery store, I think, technically, right now.
Technically. French Onion is still a seed.
that guy needs some time to germinate. We'll get to him.
So the long and the short of it is that I lost the flooring in all those rooms and the walls in most of them. And it's going to be a process. I get to put new flooring in, but then I get to pay for the deductible.
Which is, unfortunately,
$1,000. So
you could almost get a Disney pass with that.
Almost.
Almost.
But if I kick in a little more, I can cover the living room to replace the concrete painting that I did not do so well. I wanted to paint my concrete.
Nice.
It was an experiment.
And it was interesting.
It was a hot concept at the time. You go with concrete, you polish it, you paint it, you stain it. It looks amazing.
Okay, define how this is a hot concept.
It really is.
3 years ago, this was in all the architecture magazines. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was
it was the big trend at the time. Okay.
Polished concrete. And stained concrete.
I thought you were going to go, when you said polished concrete, I thought you were going to go Mythbusters on me there for a second.
No.
Okay. No, it's really amazing, and like, I really want to do my kitchen countertops in concrete.
Yeah. And then polish it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
And the countertop thing stuck, but I think the floor thing, people realized how much work it was. And then ultimately, it's concrete. So every tiny little thing you drop on it breaks.
Well, yeah.
Whereas floating floors have some bounce and give to it. And obviously, carpet is very forgiving.
Yeah.
Even tile has a different density than concrete.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I get to get new floors. But it cost us this valuable time before Comic-Con.
Yeah, yeah, it sure did. And we had a lot of stuff that we were going to get done.
Now, there has been a flurry of activity.
We've done so much in the Desperate Studio.
Well, in the last month.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The past month has been by far the most productive month.
Well, not for the talent. No, actually, talent's been here, too. He's been working on some of the fun part of it.
Yeah,
in the front of the camera stuff.
Yeah.
Talent has been there for Talent's been there for Capri Sun Challenge.
Yes.
And he's been there for Ding Dong Mudslide.
It was good.
And he was there for Candy Corn Cocktail.
Yeah.
So Talent has been showing up in front of the camera, which we can't say for everybody.
That's true. We can't.
Right? So
sorry, excuse me.
So of the three founding Desperate Mothers, two of us will be there at Kamikaze.
Nice. Well, that's, you know, that's better than none, right?
That's right.
So,
so if you've been a fan since episode one,
we get to, if somebody really has been a fan since episode one and can prove it, they really deserve something.
Well, you can send an email to I've been a fan since episode one at DesperateMothers.net. We'll get it. Your number one fan.
And what sort of compensation will you offer them?
We have candy.
We do have candy.
And bookmarks.
And buttons will be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have patches.
Oh, we have Klaus Bunny patches for the chosen few.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe even shirts. Maybe.
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 If you're not a small or a medium. Or an extra, extra large. Because the Desperate Mothers fat asses took the two X's.
Well, that's the way it goes.
I see Matt takes the medium and Adam's taking the large.
I think so.
And then Jack and I are taking the 2Xs.
Yeah.
I think Beth said she wanted a 2X.
Yep.
Since she's been contributing since before the Desperate Mothers were the Desperate Mothers.
What were they then?
The Bunny Rabbit Tragedies.
Okay, right. That makes sense.
Yeah, she's in for that.
Okay.
And, of course, Tim and Jason haven't gotten back to me. I think Ray wants to take the other 2X because he's self-conscious about his feltness.
All right.
I said, dude, you're an extra large. I'm a 2X. You're an extra large.
Come on. Come on.
I think he wants a 2X for his bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
So, Kamikaze is obviously coming up. We've talked about it several times. Who are you looking forward to seeing at Kamikaze?
Besides, my fans.
Besides the
Desperate
Mothers.
I want to see people who subscribe. If you subscribe to the Desperate Mothers podcast, you are so going to be
handsomely rewarded.
No, I was going to say, I am going to be your biggest fan.
There will be a level of gratitude that cannot be imagined.
Okay.
Unless you hail from Sodom or Gomorrah.
I was going to say, if you're giving BJs in the back, I'm out at that point. I really am.
Well, if you listen to Desperate Mothers episode one, that's not off the table.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'll try to hook you up.
Yeah, try.
Well, you know, if the banner is big enough, we don't even have to, you know, step out to the bathroom. We can just step behind the banner.
No, we don't have a banner.
I was going to say, yeah, it takes money, dude.
I thought we were getting a banner.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man.
We got a cardboard sign.
I can overnight a banner, but it's like $110.
Okay.
So no banner.
So are we going to go with
the canvas
Bruce
paint
or
idea?
Otherwise?
The letters printed on cardstock glued together and strung up on a piece of string?
I guess that's our only option, right?
Well, the other option is a $110 overnight banner.
Yeah. And considering recent plumbing disasters.
Yeah, yeah. My initial, I only have a $1,000 deductible.
Only.
But that's not how much I'm paying.
Right, right.
Like, I've paid way more than that. It looks like it's going to be triple before I get reimbursed.
Damn insurance companies.
I could have bought a 4K camera for that. We could have watched candy corn cocktail in glorious 4K with 12 stops of dynamic light.
So we don't have
12 stops. Yeah. That increases the
depth of field. Yeah,
not only the depth of field, but the depth of color perception. So you can do so much with those stops of light.
So
you don't want to crush your blacks like you get on a video camera,
right? So we got a lot of guests at Kamikaze. Besides our fans, who are we looking forward to seeing?
Who's going to be there?
Carrie Fisher's going to be there.
Oh,
Stan
I don't know.
Lee, Elvira.
I'm always
Summer
looking
Glow.
Forward to seeing Stan Lee.
Okay, have you actually seen Stan Lee before?
Yeah, yeah, he's like seeing Grandpa.
Right, but you actually have met him. You've gotten his autograph before.
No, he charged for your autograph. Remember how I feel about that?
Yes, yes, we have talked about.
Yeah,
that.
I don't do that.
So you have seen him
in like from a few feet away.
Like,
but when he looks at me for like a check or something, I don't give it to him.
You get him that he gives you that look like, yeah, nerd, you need money.
Yeah. Okay. It's like I'm the little desperate fat kid that wants to sit on Grandpa's lap, but Grandpa's not feeling it.
No.
Because he's too fat.
And he needs money.
Grandpa needs money. You're not going to sit on Grandpa's leg being that fat without coughing something up. Grandpa don't need another broken hip.
So looking forward to seeing Stan Lee, but not paying to see Stan Lee.
I won't pay to see Stan Lee.
Okay. Even though he's not going to be around much longer. If you want something signed, you got to get it done.
I don't care about him signing anything.
Okay. Fair enough. Jack?
I would like to meet and possibly get an autograph from Summer Glow.
Of course you would. Yeah. Are you going to be able to contain yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You're going
to go to the bathroom after this? Yeah.
Like 2 seconds after, he's going to run?
I've gotten autographs from Dita Von Teese. I've gotten autographs from Claire Sinclair. I've gotten...
That you're not answering if you had to run to the bathroom afterwards, though.
No.
Okay. So you're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say I helped Dita Von Teese at Borders.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all I did was ask her if everything was okay. So I didn't really help her.
So Summer Glow, that's who you're really looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, if I have the opportunity to say hello and possibly get an autograph, I would definitely seize that opportunity.
Okay. Well, I hope so. But so are you going to try to actually make that happen, or is it just going to be like, if it happens, it happens, good.
Is Matt asking, do you have an autograph list?
Kind of.
Do you have an itinerary?
Yeah.
My itinerary is... Hopefully I'm not bored.
Right, because you're going to be at the booth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm,
and hopefully I don't look too desperate. And I realize...
Actually, we kind of should look desperate since it's the name of the...
But Friday, we're going to have 4 mothers there.
Four?
Friday?
Oh, no, Matt's canceled.
Yeah, I
Oh, you're not going to do Friday?
Yeah.
No. No, Matt lost a testicle earlier tonight.
I hope not.
It sounded like some testosterone left the building.
Friday, it's going to be 3 mothers.
Yeah. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday now.
Okay.
You know, it's funny, we chide him, but he's being the good dad.
Yeah, trying to be the good dad. Yeah.
So he's going to choose to entertain his daughter rather than subject her to us.
I really presented it that way. Hey, you want to go see the Desperate Mothers today, sweetie? She's like, no, daddy, no.
I'd rather not.
I gotta watch.
I'd rather stay in the closet. Thank you.
I gotta go watch My Little Pony. So
we could do that. We could watch My Little Pony. You know what? I mean, if she's down, if she'll come to the booth,
that's
for My Little Pony and watching cartoon. Okay. We could have a cartoon like marathon.
There you go.
Just for her.
Okay. We'll see if that happens.
We can shoot some like toy opening videos too.
We could.
There is
not with Jiggly. Not with Jiggly.
Okay. All
right. Yeah. No.
So, Summer Glow's on the list.
Yeah.
Okay, who else?
Well, I already have Dita's autograph.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's going to be there.
Right.
You don't need it.
Well, I mean, it would be a little redundant, although I suppose I could get her to...
Sign something else?
I could get her to sign...
Like a man stick?
No, her... You can December issue of Playboy.
Okay.
You can have her sign your chest, and then we can go get it tattooed.
Yeah, I could go get that tattooed.
Okay. So I'm hearing hot girl, hot girl. And
yeah, that's pretty much all the autographs I ever
That's all. That's all you care about. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's understandable.
And yeah, we know I don't do autographs.
Yeah.
Yeah, CJ mocks me when I seek the autographs of various females.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do is go to the industry panels.
Right.
I do love the panels. Although I tend to be a little bit more interested in the pop culture panels and
then the CJ, hardcore comics.
CJ is like, he wants to meet the artist that drew, you know, the 72,000 page epic. And
I want to see the publisher that printed that 72,000 page epic and the editor that had to like pull his hair out and get that done. Those people are the unsung heroes of any Comic Con.
Right. Right.
So I love to see their panels.
That's because CJ is an artist.
Right.
And I'm not.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Well, if you've seen my art, you probably wouldn't call me that.
I'm a beer drinker.
You're a beer drinker.
Which we need to get your beer podcast launched.
There's a beer podcast? We got that now?
I keep telling him he needs to do his own beer podcast.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I mean, I remember one of the earlier podcasts where...
We were doing Beer 30s?
Yes, Beer 30. That's it. That's the name of it. I remember.
But we found our attention split, and sometimes we were drunk.
I can understand that.
And a lot of times our podcast, one of our podcast buddies was not a partaker.
Why?
For religiosity reasons.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it's, which is fine, but does not make for a fun podcast when one is bored to tears.
Yeah, when you have three people in a studio or a kitchen, whatever the case may be, and two of them are drinking and...
One is not.
One is not.
He's the odd man out.
Yeah.
He's the monkey in the middle.
He is the third leg of the tripod that was unwilling.
You just called somebody a cock. You just really did. So Kamikaze, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I do like the panels. I what did I make last year? I only made it to Sunday last year, and I can't think of the actress's name, but she played Kaylee on Firefly. I don't know why I can't think of her name right now.
Jewel Street.
That's it, yeah. And that was a pretty cool panel.
And that was
cool
without the help of Google.
That was out. Nice.
Well, she's really delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a fun panel, and saw a couple others. So I'm looking forward to checking out those. Now, the package I got, because I was one of the lucky ones, actually includes an autograph.
Yep.
For, like, not any more than the actual, like, three-day pass.
John Waters canceled. Sadness.
Oh, my God.
Sam Jones canceled.
Sadness.
Flash Gordon.
Yeah, sadness. So, I don't know who I'm going to get an autograph from.
Maybe their pipes burst, too.
It probably did. They're like $2,000. I am not showing up to Comic-Con.
No, they would go then, because they need the money.
But, I really don't know who I'm going to get an option even to get an autograph from. I mean, it would be cool. It would definitely be cool to meet Summer Glau just because she is pretty smoking hot. But, I mean...
Well, if we're looking at pure nerd factor, I would go with Carrie Fisher.
That or even more uber nerd factor, you kind of have to go Stan in a way. Because he's not going to be around much longer. I mean, if you haven't gotten his autograph...
What's he, 95?
I thought he was like a buck 10. I mean, the dude is old. I mean, he really
is. You know what they say? Being skinny increases your longevity.
Does it?
At the extreme age.
Okay.
Also not eating meat.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. You know, there's an interesting segue. You know what came out just like the other day?
This is a meat segue?
Yeah, it is a meat segue. Okay, and not like a horny, sexy meat segue. So okay. I'm sorry. Don't get excited.
I'm trying to contain myself.
The World Health Organization.
Yeah.
The WHO.
The WHO. Uh-huh.
Not the cool ones.
Not the music WHO?
Not the music WHO.
Yeah.
But the World Health Organization said eating processed and cured meats increases your risk of getting cancer 18%.
Especially red meat, yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's the same as smokers.
Right. Right. And then the,
so it's, it seems to be linked to the night.
Actually, the
don't sugarcoat it. We know eating meat is bad and a risk.
Well, the thing
the risk for non processed red meaters was 5%, and it increased to 6%, which is very different from smoking.
So here's the
smoking
deal.
Smoking increases you about 15%.
I read 18%.
No.
So here's the deal. I heard the worst is the processed meat myself. Now, I didn't get any actual numbers from the news that I read, okay? So we can Google that. Somebody Google it.
So somebody Google that and tell us at the at the kamikaze, because we don't want to bore you to tears. We're saying
processed meat
has been warned by the World Health Organization, who was not owned by FIFA or anybody else.
Not yet, anyway. But here's the deal.
They're warning that processed meat gives you cancer.
But here's the deal with that. I mean, is anybody really shocked that if you put a hot dog in your mouth that you could get cancer? I mean, I'm not.
Where else are you going to put a hot dog?
Your armpit?
Put it in your ass like everybody else. Don't be stupid. You put it in the freezer and then you shove it in your ass.
You're supposed to go with the hot dog in the mouth bit, not in the ass bit. That's okay.
That's the kind of podcast we have.
But here's the
deal. If I could say the fucking Desperate Mothers on the banner, I would. It's just, it's the built-in parental warning. In fact, I think the banner should have underneath it our catchphrase. Not our catchphrase, or a slogan, or a mission statement. You know, every show should have that. Mm-hmm. It's specifically, what are those Desperate Mother blank up to this week? It gives you an idea of exactly what the show is about.
It's really not shocking. If you've gotten through that part of it, you should kind of have an idea of what's going on. But here's the thing: if you're eating hot dogs, how many years has been told that hot dogs are not healthy for you?
Well, there's a difference between not healthy and kill you,
right? But the thing of it is nobody has said, oh yeah, I'm going to be healthy and eat hot dogs. Because if you were being healthy and not eating hot dogs before, you just have another reason to be healthy and not eat hot dogs.
Well,
now,
those Atkins people.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Well, they
they eat tons of bacon. Bacon's on the list.
Yeah.
Bacon is like a carcinogen. Bacon is like asbestos. As bacon.
What we really have from the World Health Organization, though, is they cited a correlation between consumption of processed and red meats, which is different than a causal link.
It's practically the same.
No, there's a very
It's like the correlation between speeding and then accident deaths.
Well,
speeding accidents probably equal death.
Correlation and causal are definitely two different things. I mean, it's true.
When you look at a research point of view, and when you look at a statistical point of view, there's a very big difference between a correlation and a causality.
Well, big like statistical.
Yeah.
Not factual.
From medical research point of view.
Uh-huh.
What we have now is a strong correlation.
Right, which is cause for concern.
It's cause for big concern if you have a strong
correlation. So if you have a strong correlation, it warrants extensive research.
Exactly. What this does is it warrants research. It warrants caution on the part of, oh my God, why are we talking about this boring subject?
Well, because the correlation are two things that bring me to...
I really think we should go back to hot
dogs.
Alien
abductees and homosexuals.
I really think we should go back to hot dog in the mouth. That is much funnier.
Are we saying that what we've discovered is 1 in 20 likes the anal probes?
Well, I think
it's higher than that.
Yeah, and
it's
like
1 in 10.
1 in 10, all right.
Yeah. I think, because 1 in 10 like everything. You always get that, the shows they have 1 in 10, 9 out of 10 dentists recommend like brushing your teeth. And they have like the one dentist that doesn't. Like, there's 10% of the population that just does generally stupid shit, no matter what it is.
Right, that's my percentage, by the way.
So I am.
that's my people.
That's my homies. So I'm thinking that when you got 10%, that could be anything.
That's true.
So when I see a movie, he wants more beer. When I see a movie that has over 90% approval rating, I'm like, that is crazy, because there's 10% that agree with breathing as a requirement of life. But that's what I'm saying. There's 10% that don't agree with anything. You could, you know, put like a cat on a ballot for president, and 10% of the population would vote for the cat.
Yeah, which is, I think they do that in Brazil. Yeah,
which is
where they have mandatory voting.
Good news for Donald Trump
or Hillary Clinton, depending on how you look at it. So
we'll have patches.
We will have patches.
There's still some patches left from the initial order.
From French Charles?
Yes.
Okay. They're Klaus patches.
So they're iron-on Klaus patches, which are pretty kick-ass.
Let me check that out. Okay. Since I don't know if anybody's actually seen Klaus, besides that he's white, and therefore he's right.
Well, on the website and the Facebook page, right, you can see the Klaus patches.
He shows up very well against the backdrop in the studio.
Yeah, the patches look pretty awesome. They did a good job. So
leave it to the Chinese.
Yeah.
They will decide our next president. That's why it will be Donald Trump.
That's like, why, yay, commerce.
And that's why he's doing so good in the polls. Because they keep polling the Chinese.
Is that it?
It's a Chinatown in every place. That's why he had a hard time in Iowa. There's no Chinatown in Iowa.
It's true, right?
So, yeah, and we'll have the Klaus patches for Klaus people patches, that want to buy them.
Right. T-shirts.
We'll have Klaus pins.
Right, the pins. We got a lot of pins, right?
We got like almost 500 Klaus pins.
All right.
To give to people.
We got candy now.
So we'll have 1,000 pins, 500 Klaus pins, okay. Bunny Rabbit Tragedies, and 500 Desperate Mothers pins.
Okay.
And bookmarks.
And hopefully we'll have 5,000 bookmarks by Friday.
No one reads anymore. The only reading that occurs is on the internet.
Well, if anybody reads, it's people in that room.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah. We'll know how many people read after this coming
so
weekend.
The front side of the bookmark has a quick sketch I did of... little bunnies looking up at a tree with vampire bats hanging from it in the moonlight.
Okay. I've not seen this
sketch. It's a real dirty pencil sketch that I really liked when I did it.
Okay.
And then it says the Bunny Rabbit Tragedies on the end of each bookmark. So okay. So when you're poking it out the book, it says the Bunny Rabbit Tragedies.
Nice.
The other side says Desperate Mothers. Okay. And it has our URLs too.
Yeah, that's good. People might actually be able to find us, finally.
Facebook, YouTube.
Nice.
The website. And email.
It's not necessarily about whether they read. It's whether they empty their loot bag and look at the bookmark before they throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
That's why I chose bookmark over business card.
Yeah, I would hope that that also means going to the computer for the 5 seconds and entering the URL.
You know, people have these things called smartphones.
They do. Do we have...
They're holding their smartphone. They're holding the bookmark.
Do we have the QR code on the bookmark?
QR code for the Facebook like page and the YouTube channel. Nice.
Okay. All right. Good job.
I'm going to take credit for that.
You're going to take credit for it?
I suggested the QR code.
Okay. You did. You were the originator of the QR code?
No. I suggested to CJ that he needed to put the QR code on things that we were handing out.
Because it sounded much more impressive if you would have taken credit for QR codes.
So we'll have a QR code.
He should have pulled an Al Gore and said, I invented
QR.
That would have been awesome.
So we'll have a couple of standees at the table with QR codes to direct people to the YouTube channel and the Facebook page.
So by now we do have the two videos up.
We have the two videos up.
We got to see how many views we got now.
Are you sure you want to do that live?
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
We have two videos going up before Kamikaze.
Yeah, and
so we'll have 4 videos there.
Gosh, I got to figure out what the URL is, cuz just googling the Desperate Mothers doesn't work.
Yeah, you get a lot of like pregnant teens.
Yeah.
Which is what I was going for when I came up with the name. Like, what's your favorite thing? Desperate Mothers. Cuz until they get to the second trimester, they're still pretty hot. And most often they're teenage.
Yeah. I think that's it. Is that it?
So I have the URL memorized. It's youtube.com/c/desperatemothers.
Right. Okay. So the Capri Sun Challenge is up to Wait for it, drum roll.
Drum roll, please.
26 years.
26?
Yes.
Nice. More than today, this morning.
Yeah, and Taco Juice is at 20 views and holding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No one wants
to. No one wants to see Taco Juice, apparently.
I should have put vomit alert.
Yeah, and then not have any vomit. That would have been funny.
Put a, all the Desperate Mothers videos are a troll video.
He put fooled you. That's a man. The end.
At minute 11, it breaks into a Rick roll. Yeah.
That would be awesome. The funny part is, I don't think anybody knows what a Rick roll is these days.
It took you 11 minutes to get there.
I know people are right now, the 20 people that listen to our podcast are like, dude, what the fuck is a Rick roll? We're going to be Googling it right now. The best part is we get to take credit for that, right?
Right, right. Right.
So 18 and a half minutes is the best that you could do for Capri Sun Challenge?
No, no.
It's well, actually good. Have you watched it?
Not yet.
You should. That'll give us 27
give
views.
27 views.
Yeah, click. Like and subscribe.
And, yeah, click, like, and subscribe. That's our catchphrase. That's what I should have put on the back of my fucking car.
That's dumbass. What is your problem?
Not. I put NSFM. So, not safe for moms.
Oh,
now, that was out of a podcast.
Actually, I can get that to 28 because I have a YouTube account for myself
and your dog
and my dog.
I heard.
Yes. I think that's a violation of YouTube policy.
Shh. They care.
Your dog's not allowed to click.
He's not allowed to like and subscribe. But we might have more videos coming up, right?
Couple.
We have. What was it?
We have the Ding Dong Mudslide video.
That's not up. Oh, that's not up yet.
Mm. Not yet.
And Candy Corn Cocktail.
Right.
And I was thinking we should probably do the Black Whopper Shake.
You want to do the Black Whopper Shake?
It's not going to happen before Kamikaze.
There's still days before Kamikaze.
It is not going to happen.
Black Whopper Shake.
Well, you get a Black Whopper right now.
No one says I can't edit Friday night after Kamikaze.
Uh-huh.
I know Jack's not down for the Black Whopper shape.
It's a Black Whopper filled with A1 sauce baked right into the bun, combined with delicious pumpkin spice shake.
You know why I know Jack isn't down for the Black Whopper shape?
Your house is recovering from a broken pipe.
Yes.
What's your stuff to do with the Whopper?
Is filled with everything that's supposed to be in your house right now.
Well, mostly the bathroom sink.
Yeah.
And the bathroom door.
The sink, the door.
So now going number one and number two is a spectator sport.
What does this have to do with the Whopper?
I'm saying that somebody has a very difficult time accepting what is possible and what is fantasy. And I'm saying that filming and
editing...
It's
not called... The Rational Mothers.
It is not.
Filming and editing something in 2 days and having it posted on the website before Kamikaze, it's just not going to happen.
But during is totally valid.
How do you feel about sleep?
Sleep? Sleep is for the dead.
There you go. It can happen.
Jack, I think you're feeling that fourth beer. I think we're coming to an end. I don't think we're going to get the pumpkin spice Oreo cookies.
I think we should, real quick. Here we go. Pumpkin spice Oreos in real time.
All right, folks. In case you have been missing our Eat This segment of the Desperate Mothers podcast. Ooh, it doesn't even have a tear open top.
It does not.
Wow.
So
we're going old school right here.
We are going old school Oreos with the pumpkin spice cream Oreos.
Is this 70 calories, I'm sure?
They're the golden cookies. They are 75 calories each. 10 carbohydrates. So if you're an Atkins watcher,
keep
eating that carcinogenic bacon because this will kill you faster.
Okay, so I'm doing the smell first.
Mm. Oh, spicy.
Yeah,
no, Jack's four beers in, so he just...
Yeah, he said, fuck it, I need a cookie.
Normally, he pulls the items apart and carefully examines them. After four beers, he's just shoving them down.
He's just gobbling that up like there's no tomorrow.
The orange inside is very, very pumpkin pie looking.
I definitely smell pumpkin and the spice. Yeah. And then of course the sugar.
I almost want to put these through a juicer.
We can. We get the, it's right here.
Pumpkin spice, milk, and cookies.
There you go.
We should do milk and cookies juice.
Okay.
Right.
What are we going to do as the alcohol with it?
Milk and cookies, all ages. Juice for the kids.
Fine. We'll do a PG one.
That would be excellent PG ones for the kids. We've got to lure more children into the podcast.
He just said lure more children.
That would be consistent with our demographic.
Please, parents. Don't
let your kids come to our booth at Comic-Con. Keep the kids away from X-12. Keep the kids away from the entire X-Row. You are not responsible.
It's an X-Row for a reason.
I think that's exactly
triple X-Row.
We are in the X-rated row.
That totally makes sense now that you mentioned it. All right, we'll let Jack talk about why we go ahead and sample it.
They're pretty spicy. Get a little bit of pumpkin-y. A lot of the cinnamon sort of. Tasty. Good choice on the vanilla cookie. The chocolate cookie would have clashed.
That would have been dumb.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it really delivers on the pumpkin spice. The cookie doesn't take away from it at all.
I have to say, this one is actually pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. As an Oreo.
I'm super impressed.
Yeah, this is probably one of the better ones we've had in a while that is seasonal. It actually is a really good cookie. I mean,
it doesn't just taste like crazy
no,
sweet.
No, it's
that's what I notice is that it's not hideously sweet. It's got the spice to it, a hint of pumpkin.
Like you said, the vanilla is obviously the much better choice here than a chocolate cookie, and it has enough vanilla and spice that it lives up. I mean, excuse me, not vanilla and spice, but pumpkin and spice to live up to the pumpkin spice name. I'm really impressed with this one. This one is probably one of the better ones that we've had in terms of trying.
I'll give it
it's a sophisticated cookie.
Yeah,
it really is.
So, limited edition pumpkin spice cream Oreo.
So buy as many as you can and stick them in your freezer.
Yeah, if you're a Halloween fan, you have to go buy an order of them.
Yeah, I almost want to buy these and run them through the food processor and make them the crust for a pumpkin pie.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
But that's pretty good. So,
all right, I think we're going to wrap up the podcast enjoying tasty, tasty pumpkin spice cream limited edition flavor Oreos.
Because really, after that, where do you go?
You go to Kamikaze
and you
stop
us
by
X12.
You sign up for the newsletter and hopefully you find
free swag.
Hopefully you can win the t-shirt.
Free swag, free
candy.
We'll
be giving away a t-shirt Friday, Saturday and Sunday, so you have
three chances to win.
Right. Free swag, free candy on the 31st for Halloween,
and like the Facebook page or subscribe to the YouTube channel, get a free button.
Yep, I think.
And if
more
we run out of all 1,000 buttons, then
mission accomplished.
Yeah,
we're going home.
yeah, we'll increase our listenership by like 5,000%.
Well, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we're totally.
And
down.
We'll lose them in 3 weeks, but that's okay.
Yeah, as soon as we start talking about necrophilia again, because we just can't leave that one alone.
We'll try.
Necrophilia and Scarlett Johansson.
It's a victimless crime.
You really went there. With that,
thanks for listening to the Desperate Brothers podcast. I'm CJ Watson, and I hope to see you soon.
I'm Matt Everhart.
And I am Jack Fisher.
Hop on.